When Christ Episcopal Church was rebuilt in 1896, Tiffany Glass and Decorating Company installed windows in every possible opening. As you enter the church and walk toward the 1970 blue and red rose window, direct your attention towards the east transept. There you can find two of the seven remaining Tiffany originals, Resurrection Angel and The Organist or Saint Cecilia. Three others are directly across the nave on the top row of the west transept, and one rose window is in the choir loft. Saint Cecilia was the patroness of music, and in this instance, her connection to music is displayed through organ playing. Like all Tiffany windows, the faces, hands, and bodies were painted onto the glass with enamel and then fired. The clothes, organ pipes, and each individual key are made from drapery glass, a material invented by Tiffany artisans, in which molten sheets of glass are pulled and folded, creating a sculptural effect. If you stand parallel to the wall, the depth of this type of glass is more evident, with folds protruding from the window surface. But drapery glass was not the only type used to create this window. Look closely at St. Cecilia's cross and the surrounding area. You can see several layers of glass converging and overlapping. This is an example of plating and is common in Tiffany windows. The cross and chain is made from jewels or cabochons. These multifaceted pieces of glass were made from cast iron molds or small pieces of glass whose surface has been chipped into the desired shape. Hammered glass, glass rolled between textured rollers, was selected for the organ and the space in between the cherubs and landscape. Hammered glass was usually plated and favored for creating the illusion of distance, as well as how it softly diffused light that passed through it. The trees in the landscape that occupies the middle of the composition are outlined by lead caming underneath layers of plated glass as well as on the surface. This technique of incorporating cames into the composition, instead of the medieval method of cames haphazardly crisscrossing window designs, was pioneered by Tiffany. For more examples of Tiffany glass inventions, see the rose window in the choir level, which is a tour de force of streamer, the central circles and squares that resemble marbled paper, spotted glass, the top middle squares in the nine-squared section, and streaky glass, the background pieces. When the noon light is captured by the St. Cecilia window, the landscape unfurls from a seemingly muddy green to variant shades of greens, purples, and mauves. At the same time, St. Cecilia's orange robes glow, the cherubs swoon, and the organ pipes seem to sing out as one fallen rose from the cherub's bouquets strikes the keys.